was your reaction to going back to the Dodgers?
Well, I'm definitely excited. It's going to be fun. You know, that's where, obviously, I'm from. It would be a little bit more easier if I could live in my house, but I can't. So, you know, picked the wrong year to have my fourth child, and you know, I was running out of space in my house in California. So it's a place I want to be when I retired. So we decided to do an addition. Didn't try to have the fourth kid. So hotel for now and see what happens then.
Joe, what is the feel? I know you're looking forward to the Dodgers and what they're doing, but you guys came into spring training with so much hope, and now, you know, five key guys are you know, kind of gone, understandably, with the direction they're going. But what does that feel like for this situation?
Yeah, I mean, it's a funny business, right? It's baseball, and, you know, you could write it all out, put it on paper, and it looks great. You know, ultimately, you know, we as players got ourselves in this situation that, you know, why we're having this press conference, you know, why Lance has talked, why Graves has talked, why Lopi, why Gio. You know, we just didn't play good enough. And, you know, it's not like, you know, there's no hard feelings. You know, I want to thank the organization for, you know, taking me on. And, you know, I pitched as well as I could every time out. You know, it might not have been great. But, yeah, it's one of those things where if that's your job, you know, it's a tough business. You kind of have to disconnect from the relationship with the player. And, you know, when other teams want guys, and you know, you have an opportunity to make your club better for the future. It's something that, you know, if I would ever have that role in baseball, it's something that, you know, I would do. You know, I have a little bit less empathy than most people, so it wouldn't really hurt my feelings. But you know, it's baseball, and you know, it's a win for both teams.
How about joining a pennant race?
What's that?
How about joining a pennant race right now?
Yeah, it's gonna be exciting. You know, it's looking back in my career. 11 seasons. I think I've missed the playoffs 3 years. So it's and those years are tough, right? You go home early. You get to watch baseball on TV. Most of the guys that if you play long enough, you know in the league. So you get to watch them, you know, competing at the highest level at the end. So it's something that, you know, I thrive on. You know, I think my personality type is, you know, love the adrenaline, love the big moment. So I'm super, super stoked to go back for sure.
You alluded to the results that the White Sox have had this year. What kind of state do you think the clubhouse and the team is in moving forward as you depart?
Well, obviously the clubhouse now, it would be dumb to say anything different. It's obviously shocked. You know, but some of these young guys have never seen something like this happen. You know, for myself, I've been traded before. I've seen a team, you know, get kind of, you know, I'm not going to put, you know, completely blown up, but, you know, when there's the right pieces to move at the right time, I've seen teams do it. I've been part of that. And, you know, it's a learning experience, like I said, from young guys, old guys in there. And hopefully it's something that, you know, those guys could take, and it should hurt a little bit, obviously. But hopefully they could go in there and realize, like, hey, like, this is what baseball is if you don't perform. You know, hopefully, I'm not trying to, like, you know, scare, you know, the guys in there, but most of them are young, and now you see, you know, this is what it is. So you got to play well, and, you know, when you're predicted to play well and you don't, this is what the, you know, the consequences are of that. So they'll be good, though. You know, there's a lot of great young talent, you know. Obviously, with these trades, there's going to be great young talent coming back. So they should not be down and kind of be excited and, you know, kind of flush this. Obviously, when the trade deadline's over, it's not over yet, but you know, when they get the group of guys who they're going to play with the rest of the year, I'm sure there'll be talks or you know, how we're going to approach the rest of the season as these guys and as a team. But yeah, there's going to be some excitement for the kids coming up. But obviously, like I said, hopefully it's a learning experience all around for everyone.
What kind of hands is this team in with Pedro at the helm?
Pedro's great. You know, we've had multiple conversations where. You know, obviously, we're not where you wanted to be with record and performance. And, you know, I don't want to say I joked around because obviously this is serious. But, I mean, I had a first-year manager, and I said, you know, I've had a couple first-year managers who, you know, didn't get put in situations, you know, that you have, obviously. We had, you know, all the hopes in the world for the playoffs and stuff. And, you know, I'm not saying it's over. It's never over. But, you know, I got up as a young guy, played for, you know, Mike Matheny. Went to the playoffs right away. You know, went to another first-year manager with Alex Cora. you know, won a World Series. So I always mess with Pedro, like, hey, man, you weren't fortunate enough to get those first two jobs and make it to the class, but, hey, it's baseball, and not everyone gets that lucky. So, you know, it's definitely going to be a learning experience for him, too. And, you know, he'll replay, you know, the season like I'm sure he does every night, you know, at home. And that's what you do as a manager. And I'm not going to say I've been a manager, but I've coached. And, you know, even if it's kids where, you know, I look back and I'm like, dang, I should have done that. Or, you know, I should have took that young pitcher out earlier. Or, you know, even my son, I should have yanked him earlier and stuff like that. So it's going to be a year where he learns a ton for sure. And, you know, it's something that he'll get better for. And, you know, he'd admit it too. So all around, everyone's going to get better. And you know, you're in good hands for sure.
Thank you.
Thanks, Jeff.
Good luck.